From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton of Columbia Green Media reports that while the winter storm may have underperformed expectations, the following bitter cold front has lived up to its billing. Meteorologist Ray O'Keefe of the National Weather Service in Albany said, and I quote, "With the wind chill, the temperature will be minus 35 in the mountains and minus 20 degrees in the valleys. It is life-threatening. Your skin can freeze in 10 minutes if it is minus 35 to minus 40 degrees out," end quote. Over 6 to 10 inches of snow fell in Greene and Columbia counties before the bitter cold arrived in the afternoon on January 20th. Governor Andrew Cuomo lifted his ban on tractor trailers and buses on the entire New York State thruway system that lasted from Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning. SUNY New Platts in Ulster County announced they are closed January 21st and 22nd due to icy conditions on campus and the forecast of bitterly cold temperatures through January 21st. All classes on Tuesday, January 22nd are canceled. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Women marched for various reasons in Hudson, Albany, Woodstock, and hundreds of other towns around the country Saturday, January 19th. In Hudson, Representative Antonio Delgado spoke in the cold after hundreds marched down Warren Street from the town's public square to the promenade near the Amtrak station and Hudson River waterfront. The band Tin Horn Uprising led hundreds of marches in the cold just before a large snowstorm fell on the area for the third annual Women March on Hudson, organized by Indivisible CD19 New York. Hundreds of demonstrators also turned out at the state capitol for the third annual Women's March there. Hundreds of demonstrators marched on the capitol on a cold Saturday afternoon for the third annual Women's March. The display, partially fueled by what many in the crowd said is a presidential administration unfriendly to women and minority rights. Hundreds of demonstrators also turned out December 19th at the state capitol in Albany. Libby Post, the co-founder of Capital Women, said, and I quote, "That's what this is all about. It's about trusting women to make their own health care choices, to make their own life choices. We have one thing in common. That is a progressive politic that wants real change for this country, real change for this state, and real change for this county," end quote. In Woodstock, 800 women, men, and children started at the Woodstock Playhouse with the band and puppets leading the way along Mill Hill and Rock City Roads at the third annual Woodstock Women's March. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting in the Albany Times-Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing stopping the public disclosure of mugshots and booking information from law enforcement agencies when suspects are arrested. The regulation is tucked into his 2020 executive budget, declaring the release of such information would constitute an, and I quote, "unwanted invasion of personal privacy," end quote. A spokesperson for the governor said that blocking the public information paid for by tax dollars was not to diffuse transparency, but to protect personal privacy. The governor's office said there are websites that post persons' mugshots and then demand large fees, sometimes hundreds of dollars, to have the photos removed. So to stop these companies from harvesting public information for embarrassment-for-profit websites, the governor would amend the state's Freedom of Information law. Jason Conwell, a spokesperson for Cuomo, said, and I quote, "The intent of our proposal is to help curtail an unethical practice that amounts to extortion of formerly incarcerated individuals. Passing legislation that prohibits websites from charging fees for removing photos has been tried by 15 other states and is not working. Mugshots keep popping up online," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Wendy Libertore reports in the Albany Times-Union that supplemental nutrition assistance program payments are still supposed to arrive this month despite the government shutdown, but there are reports of problems with the food stamp program. Representative Antonio Delgado, Democrat of Rhinebeck, says some stores are no longer accepting the electronic benefits transfer cards because vendors cannot renew their SNAP license because of the government shutdown. Delgado said, and I quote, "Families and seniors rely on SNAP benefits to get by, but if they technically have the benefits and are unable to use them, they are utterly useless. I urge the Department of Agriculture to immediately extend expired EBT licenses for the duration of the shutdown so that no American will go hungry," end quote. On January 8th, the USDA promised that February SNAP benefits will be sent out, though whether March benefits arrive remains uncertain. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.